Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Welcome to Who You Calling Old. It is the first Monday of the month of May. And if you can't believe it, we are already in month number 5 of the year 2015. Time waits for no man or woman. It just keeps marching on. And of course, in accordance to numbers, we have our favorite first Monday of the month guest, neurologist Lloyd Strayhorn. He's a best-selling author of Numbers and You, and I'm very much a go-to guy when it comes down to finding out what's happening in your life by the numbers. And I am always pleased to have him on the show. I'm always pleased to have him join us. He has such great energy, and he's here to help us expand our minds and to learn something new about ourselves, and then perhaps at the same time learn to take that wonderful step back. So here, without any further ado, is our favorite, my favorite man of the hour, of the month, of the first Monday, Lloyd Strayhorn.
And Charmaine, good morning.
Good morning.
And you want to know why I love you so much with an introduction like that, right?
Well, I have to tell you, you are better than any cup of coffee or anything in the world.
You're so funny, Charmaine. How are you, darling? Much love to you and all those good things.
Okay.
Welcome to a brand
yes.
new month. You know what's amazing? We're 5 months into the new year already. It's amazing.
I know.
I'm saying, really?
So fast.
Okay, this is May. Either I'm getting older or I am really, really busy. I would like to think I'm really, really busy, though, you know?
Well, I'm going to air with you on that one, too. I'm going to go for busy.
yeah, definitely so. Well, everybody, I want to say good morning, and I want to let people know that I am an astronumerologist, one who combines both the world of astrology and numerology together, and I always start off by telling you the aspects for the month. And for the month of May, we happen to be in a 4 universal month. Now, I know that begs the question, Strayhorn, how did you do it? It's real simple. What I did was I added 2015 to the 5th calendar month representing May, and those factored out to a 4. So that means, everyone, that this is a 4 universal month for the month of May 2015. When I use the words, and words are very important, universal, it means that every one of us, but to a greater or lesser degree as I modify it, will as a result feel the influence of this particular May. Now, 4 is always symbolized as a box, and I always draw a box when I'm doing have my clients in front of me. And when I say a box, what it means is that in some way, shape, or form, people are likely to feel hemmed in, restricted, limited, within boundaries, so to speak. Now, there may be some people that feels restricted in terms of health, restricted in terms of resources or money, and restricted in terms of, resources or contacts. But here's the nature of a 4. It is a foundation number, which is why it's a box. In other words, if you need to lay the cornerstone or the foundation to anything important or significant in your life and in your space, this is the month to do it. To get it together, to get it organized, to dot those I's and cross those T's, this particular month, the attitude should be waste not, want not, lend not, borrow not. So let's say you got somebody in the listening audience this morning with a very generous heart, and somebody's calling you and they hit that sweet spot where they say, oh, I need some help, can I borrow some money? And they happen to catch you at the right time. Okay, so let's say you give them $200. Then lo and behold, about a week or so later, your car goes on the blink or something happens, and now you need $200 to get it repaired. So now instead of being out of $200, you're now out $400. So what I'm saying is not that you have to be stingy, but it just means be more mindful. In other words, need takes priority over want. You might want to do this, but you need to pay your rent, or you need to pay your mortgage, or you need to do that. So if you can keep those things in mind, that would be good. This is also a health cycle for a lot of people. So those that especially haven't been on top of their health, this would be a good month to, as I say, when's the last time you've seen your doctor, okay? And but women, y'all are more proactive. See, there's so many things we can learn from the sisterhood. You think we'd listen to you, Charmaine? Oh, no. Why should we do that? Because we guys think we know everything, okay? And that's why you have guys in Washington trying to tell women how to run their bodies, which is the most facetious thing I've ever heard. Can you imagine if we men, if women said, well, this is how you men need to do this, and this is how you men need to do that in terms of their sexual life or something like that, the man would feel insulted. How dare you?
Oh, yeah, you can't tell them about that.
Of course not. And, you know, because we got the ego, but I got to be honest, ladies, and the men may kick me out the men's club, but I don't care. I get along better with women anyway. And that is that we men have this thing called an ego, like you ladies have a thing called vanity, okay? But in our case, our ego is normally thin as an eggshell, very fragile. All you got to do is knock and it'll crack, and that's it. So everybody needs to kind of get it together. This month says pay yourself first. If you get some extra money, then let's say you come across $100. Put $10, $15 on the side and just live off scratch. This way, you'll find that by the end of this month, you accumulate a nice little pocket change for yourself to do something other than get a pack of gum, okay?
Right.
For those that this particular month, Leos and Aquarians are the favorite two signs for the month. Or if a person is born on the 4th of any month, the 13th of any month, the 22nd of any month, or the 31st of any month. This is a cycle for this month of May that we're going to be reconnecting with people or hearing from people we haven't seen or heard from in eons, okay? Vis-a-vis a wedding, vis-a-vis a funeral, vis-a-vis, let's say, a christening or a baby shower, or getting news of a upcoming reunion for the summer, whether it's high school, college, family reunions, whatever the case is. But it's going to be that kind of energy. So, again, the rule is waste not, want not, lend not, borrow not. Okay? So that
sounds like words to live by.
Yeah, so that is the best thing. And to not be wasteful. As our elders used to say, don't put any more on your plate, or don't let your eyes be bigger than your stomach, or don't put any more on your plate than you can handle. All these ageless idioms or things that kind of got us in a common sense way that needs no education at all, just a little common sense. And in fact, this is the best month to exercise some common sense too, since 4 is a foundational number, being practical, pragmatic. So it would be in everybody's best interest to kind of like think things through. Now, this is also 4 also ruled mood swings. And it's not meaning that people will be extra bipolar, but because we had a full moon weekend this past weekend, so if somebody's just been going through a funk or whatever the case, this may explain it. But as they say, this too will quickly pass. All righty? So now, let's get to the things to do for the month of May. All right.
All right.
For those of you who want to buy a car, Well, you can do so on the 19th of May this month, which happens to be my mother and father's wedding anniversary, among other great people I know.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. For those that want to, shall we say, decorate their home, paint it or whatever, the 18th, 19th, and the 27th to the 30th would be good. Now, for those that want to buy electronics of any kind, I just saw something where they got a new Apple computer or something like that. But anyway, anybody that want to buy it, it would be the 10th, the 11th, the 19th, and the 28th. These would be the best dates to buy any electronic equipment for your home or personal pleasure. For entertaining guests, for those of you who are thinking like that, the 16th and the 21st are the best times. For those that want to break a habit, a bad habit, a habit of any kind, whether it's biting the nails or having too much vino, well, the best time to do that would be on the 14th and the 15th of this month. Now, for the ladies with the haircuts, okay, what happens for those that feel their hair is thinning and they want to increase the growth, well, they should do it on the 18th, 19th, and 22nd. Now, on the reverse side, what about that particular person whose hair grows too fast, too thick, and they want to kind of decrease the growth? Well, that is, what's today? Today is the 4th. Well, they got between tomorrow, the 5th through the 8th, then the 12th, 13th, 14th, the 16th, and the 17th. Now, I'll repeat that for you ladies so y'all can go get a pen and paper right quick. And I'll do this again. To cut your hair to increase growth, it is the 18th, the 19th, and the 22nd. To decrease growth, it starts tomorrow through the 8th, then the 12th through the 14th, then the 16th through the 17th. That would be the best time. Now, for those who want to make an investment, the 8th and the 28th. Now, what about those that may be in need of a loan or an assistant or hard money or whatever you might need? And to ask for it, the best times would be on the 18th, the 22nd through the 24th. All right? And finally, on a couple of more, what about people who want to get a massage? You just get away and pamper yourself to the nines. Well, that's coming up on the 16th and the 21st. That would be the best time to do it. So that is the gist of some of the to-dos for the month of May in those various areas. So now we get to the zodiac signs, okay? And I think I'm gonna do a little something different that I've never done before, so it'll be a first for this show. But let's start with the sun. For Aries, this is the month for, like the universal month, putting your house in order. Aries, as a rule, are feisty. They're fearless. They like to go like Leo, where no person has gone before. But this time for Leos, for Aries for the month of May, it says that you gotta stay in your lane. You gotta kind of stick to the road of where you're going, to focus more. Instead of being impulsive, which is one of the challenges to Aries, it is about being more frugal, practical, and taking a look before you leap type of attitude, okay, for this particular month for Aries. For Taurus, this is going to be a good time to, and first of all, we're in the month of Taurus. We're in the home of Taurus right now, so Tauruses should be feeling their oats, and they happen to be going through a cycle of new beginnings, new directions, new attitudes. Tauruses don't want to hear it this month, and I can imagine so, since it is a very time of the year, thank you. But for Tauruses, this is a time for them to really take advantage, since they're in a cycle that matches in alignment with their sign, but they happen to be in a cycle where they should take the initiative, be proactive, deal with the movers and shakers and the people who can kind of make some things happen. In other words, don't go through the toll gates. Go directly to the source. So Taurus's confidence should really, really be up right about now. I think your dad is a Taurus, isn't he?
He's got his birthday coming May 7th, and then my son's a Taurus. He's on the 18th.
Yeah, see, I got it. I said the 16th, but it's a 7. I knew he was a 7. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Dad's a 7.
Yeah, okay. For Geminis, this is a time to wrap it up. First of all, Geminis are in their critical period because it's 52 days before we begin to enter the sign, which won't be until the 21st, 22nd of this month. So if Geminis have been stressed, if Geminis are not having it, if Geminis want to cut their losses and get rid of this and get rid of that and get rid of you, that would make all the sense in the world to me at this point. For Geminis this particular month, they should avoid arguments, confrontations, any staticky types of situations, diffuse it, and begin to focus on, again, the process of eliminating what they don't need so when they go into their birthday month of Gemini, which is late May, June, they'll be in a much better position to start fresh all over again, and they will be in a much better place. For Leos, well, for Leos, this is a turning point for this sign. In other words, Leos will likely to find themselves for May at a kind of a fork in the road, as I call it, at an intersection where decisions have to be made as to which way they need to go, all of it for the betterment of whatever they wish to do. So with some Leos, they might want to make a change for the better with relationships, with health, with money, with travel, with any kind of thing. See, everybody knows what they want to do in terms of any zodiac sign, but for Leos, this is when they're at that midway point. This is when they're in their pivotal cycle for the month of May. So it will be definitely to their advantage to take advantage of any and all opportunities that come their way. There will be an increased desire to travel, whether they're short trips or long trips, and all this should have started late April into this month of May for Leos, in fact. For excuse me, I left out Cancers. I know Cancers is saying, how dare I leave them out? Sorry.
Oh.
Anyway, Cancers, this is going to be their romance and finance cycle for them, for Cancers.
Mm.
This is when they're going to have this urge or maternalistic urge to either go back to school or do something around the house, or, as they call it, spring cleaning, so to speak, and really
mm-hmm.
mean that. This is a good time for all Cancerians who are thinking about losing a pound or two or toning up a moment or two. This would be a good month. This is going to be a month of adjustments for them. Also, some kind of either award or honor or recognition or compensation is likely to come Cancer's way before this month is over as well. Then, we did Leos. Now, Virgos, for Virgos, they like Geminis. This will find that this is the month to wrap some things up and get them out the way once and for all. Let bygones be bygones. Let there be, as they call it, water under the bridge, okay, so you can keep moving forward, because for Geminis and Virgos, they are definitely going to be having a jump start to some totally new things for next month, the month of June. For Virgos, actually they should get into some form of writing this particular month as well. Whether it's writing a letter, writing a blog, writing a note or a memo or something, and this would be very good. For Librans, this will be a month for them to also, like their Taurus counterpart, to take charge of things, to take the initiative, to not be afraid of anything, to be, like, say, planting the seeds for what they want for the next couple of months ahead, especially leading into the summer period. They will find that this particular month that they're likely to be more innovative, more original, more daring. And Libras normally like a lot of balance, because too much of is bad as none of as far as they're concerned. But this particular month for Libras, it says, kind of lean it toward being more proactive, taking that kind of action that leads to the things that they want. And so, like Tauruses, they are likely to get some kind of raise or promotion or recognition in and of themselves, too. For the Scorpions out there, this will be a time for them to, for Scorpios, this will be a time for them to also tighten their belts, take a moment where efficiency and effectiveness is going to be the most important thing. It's also going to be a period for them also. Hold on just one second.
Oh, sure.
Please forgive me. That's the beauty of live radio, okay?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I had to answer my door a second. But anyway.
Oh,
for,
yeah, it does happen.
Yeah, for the Scorpios, like your sister, okay? So if she finds she is more proactive about things, wanting to be more like, okay, I need to look at my budget more, all of that would make a lot of sense to me for this particular month. Now, here's the thing. Astrologically, for Scorpios, this is when they're at the bottom of the bell curve. So all Scorpios, not just your sister, Charmaine, but all Scorpions will go through, you know, we have highs and lows, or what is called in astrology opposition signs. So for Scorpions, this is their most challenging time, and yet it is friendly to them, all depending on the particular date of birth of the Scorpio personality. But in the meantime, again, they should, like the universe, month, take a waste not, want not, lend not, borrow not approach to what they do. For Sagittarians, this should be more of a reflective time for them. A time, you know, because Sagittarians are very buoyant, they're entertaining, they're loving, they're very popular. But you find that a lot of Sagittarians this particular month of May are going to be more reflective, are going to have a more laid-back attitude and approach to doing things. And so it's in that regard that, you know, chasing after things is not going to get it for them. The more thinking and reflecting will probably be the better approach. Sagittarians are likely to have a lot of weird or strange dreams this month where they wake up and say, what was that about? But it is about self-inventory for oneself. For the Capricorns, that's next. Well, for Capricorns, this is going to be a fun month for them for the month of May. First of all, May is extremely friendly to their zodiac sign anyway, because it's an earth element, just like Capricorn is an earth sign. And because Capricorns will be going through what is called a Jupiter or good luck cycle for the month of May, this should be fun for them. And not only that, the Capricorns are in for the month of May denotes foreigners, foreign countries, foreign languages, thus going to long-distance places, if not people coming and visiting from long-distance places. But for Capricorn, this is a time to loosen up, because Capricorn is one of the hardest working signs in the zodiac, and relax, take it easy, and have some fun. And Capricorns will love this. This is also their prosperity cycle, too. So a lot of things probably open up very nicely for this particular sign, if you know any, such as Roberta. Right, Roberta? That's my Capricorn lady.
Oh, yeah.
Side joke. Roberta has been one of our favorite fans for years. Then, now moving over next door to Aquarius. For Aquarius, this is our power month. This is our month to make some money. And I'm saying our, not just because you can tell I'm an Aquarius as soon as I start saying our, okay? But it's Aquarius to do a lot of growing up, to really, really take the blinders off and see what's really, really going on around you. Because sometimes we Aquarians can be idealistic, which is nothing wrong with that. But right now, this particular month says it is about being real, staying focused, and capitalizing on the money cycle that this sign happens to be in. And believe me, I'm going to take full advantage of myself now that I've read it, okay? Then, finally, for Pisces. Well, this will be a very good time for them. And it's interesting, Pisces is the house of not only self-undoing, but it is also the psychic house in the zodiac sign. So with Pisces, for example, they're going to find that their hunches, their radars of tuning in to people, tuning in advance in terms of what they're thinking, anticipating what they might be doing, is going to be very, very strong for them. Okay?
That sounds good for them.
Now, I do want to switch and come. I've come up with a new concept that I want to try on this show, and we'll see how it works, okay? Here's how it goes. For anybody born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th of any month, this particular month of May finds them taking advantages of changes, a need to travel, a need to be free, a need to have some freedom and flexibility to come and go, where they want to, particularly if they're a Gemini or Virgo 1 person. If a person is born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th of the month, this would be a good time for them to make up, break up, because they happen to be going through a romance and finance cycle for this particular month, particularly if they are coming under the sign of Cancer. This would be a good time to focus on their health, make some adjustments, go back to school, but bond with someone if they haven't, or if things have been stressful, try to work out the peace or maybe get a little space for yourself. For those that are born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of the month, this will be a moment where, because threes are normally very kind of like expressive, entertaining, outgoing, sociable, gregarious. In this case, three people are going to find for the month of May that they're kind of saying, okay, I need to back up a second. What do I call myself doing? Why am I doing these things? And how are things heading for the future up the road? People born under this birth number are likely to experience some kind of weird dreams or deja vu also before it's over. So you'll find that that's going to be the case for them, particularly those who are Pisces and Sagittarians who are born on those dates, okay? Then let's deal with somebody born on the 4th, the 13th, the 22nd, or the 31st of the month. Well, this particular May, although it is not their best month, will actually be their power month to kick some butt, so to speak, to aim for the sun, even if they only hit the moon, but think big, okay? This will be a period where people born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, or 31st of any month will be doing that kind of growing up, becoming more philosophical and looking at how what role they're really playing on life stage, so to speak, in the characters in their life vis-a-vis relatives, friends, loved ones, kids, co-workers, things of that nature. And this is particularly true if you happen to be under the sign of Aquarius. For people who are born on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd of the month, this is the time to wrap it up. This is their month to say, okay, I'm out of here. But at the same time, this is a period because fives have an impulsive nature. The energy for the May that they're under happens to be an impulsive cycle. So it means to all five people born on the 5th, 14th, or 23rd, and especially if you're coming under the signs of Gemini or Virgo respectively, please hit the brakes, slow down, don't go too fast, okay? Sometimes you can go so fast you can't see what's passing you by. So slow down a moment so you can take full advantage as the scenery passes you. You do it in a way that's more slow and more observable to take advantage when opportunities are coming along the path of the journey. For people born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th, this will be a time where they want to set the charge to head in a new direction, totally period-wise. Excuse me about that.
Okay.
Boy, everybody—it's one of them kind of days. Well, everybody's got a way to.
I know. Everybody knows who you are today.
Anyway, for six people, they're going to have this whole notion of people born on the 6th, 15th, or 24th about okay, I need to be in charge. And actually, for six people, May rules their number. So people born on the 6th, 15th, or 24th should be really filling their oats. But because people born on this date is more in a proactive mode, they really need to take the initiative. Fear not. Go with faith, knowing that things are going to work out the way you want it. And it should work out just fine, particularly those who are Tauruses and Libras, okay? Then we're getting down to the home. People born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th of the month, well, this is the time where things might appear a little like where you're not sure, where things are kind of up in the air, but at the same time it says be patient. You can catch more bees with honey. So sometimes sevens can be assertive and aggressive, but the style says for number seven people, to kind of like let things fall in place organically, of its own accord, not you pushing it, but let nature take its course, as they would say, okay? And so they will find that this will be to their benefit, and especially those who are under Cancer and under Pisces who are on a 7. This is be more significant period for them. Oh, for number 8 people born on the 8th, the 17th, or the 26th of the month. Well, they're going through what is called for the month of May a Jupiter cycle, which is great for them because, again, for Capricorns, this month of May is extremely friendly, as I mentioned earlier in the show. But not only that, then they'll be going through a Jupiter cycle, which is extremely friendly to that particular number in and of itself. So this should be a fun month for most number 8 people to take full advantage, to polish up their name and goodwill and reputation, and also for those 8 people, especially that is in the sign of Capricorn, if they need to tighten up their act in terms of legal or semi-legal matters, that will be addressed successfully. And finally, people born on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th of the month. Well, this is a time for them to toe the line, to watch their markers, to not just do anything off the fly, but make sure that everything they do has some sense of order and purpose and focus by being structured and organized, also having what is called options to throw in. So if option A isn't working, they can always switch over to option B, okay? So that's a new concept that I came up with about half hour ago.
Wow, that's terrific. I love it.
Me too.
I really do. I think
so
it's
anyway,
great.
I want to thank everybody very, very much. And you, Charmaine, as my Leo lovely lady, I want you to take good care of yourself today. We had this conversation earlier this morning. Health is your wealth.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, health is your wealth, dear. So
absolutely.
You know,
and you're right.
Because in my chapter, in my book on health, you can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't got no health, it don't mean jack. Trust me.
Yeah, it doesn't, and you got that right.
I don't do pain well.
And that's just the way
anyway,
it goes. What happens?
Yeah. So anyway, I have someone here that I have to see. That's a very beautiful person, as most people I deal with. Please get to
oh,
steal my...
Oh, of course.
And I hope she's doing okay. And I
oh,
look
yes.
forward to seeing you pretty next month, the first Monday in the month.
Okay, yes, and it's going to be the halfway point, strangely enough.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, for people who want to get in touch with me, it's real simple. You can call my toll-free number, which is 1-800-581-4401. That's 1-800-581-4401. Or go to my website, Lloyd, L-L-O-I-D, dash, Strayhorn.com. And Strayhorn is spelled S-T-R-A-Y-H-O-R-N. So it's Lloyd-Strayhorn.com. Charmaine, I love you very much. Tell Michael I love him
too.
He's cool with me. And say hi to your sister, your mom, and your dad.
I
and of course,
certainly
and,
will.
And
I certainly
the,
will. And thank you so much for being with
audience?
Us.
I love all you guys, too. All righty?
Okay. Have a good one, Lloyd. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today for the first Monday of the month. We have it every single month. So it's the first Monday. We've got Lloyd Strayhorn to talk to you about what's happening according to the astrological signs and the numerology factor as well. So I wish you all a very good week. And for those celebrating Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, have fun, be responsible, do not drink and drive. Have a great day, everyone, a wonderful week. All best to you. And thank you for tuning in to Who You Calling Old.